Legal assistants and office workers at the American Civil Liberties Union held a lunchtime protest today outside the offices on Broad Street in New York to demand a fair contract. Eden Schultz is the secretary treasurer for Local 2110 of the United Auto Workers and said they've been in contract negotiations with the ACLU since March.
We've actually had a union there for decades with a well-established contract that the ACLU is demanding some serious givebacks, and they have not been moving, and our members, don't want to go in that direction. We want a fair contract. They want us to start contributing for health benefits for the first time ever, and our members are very, low paid. People don't go to the ACLU to make a lot of money, so that would be, a pay cut for many of our members.
Legal assistants and office workers don't earn much. Starting salaries are about $40,000, and they don't go that much higher. And the contract is with a small group of about 30 staff. The sticking point is management is asking workers to contribute around $35 a month to their own health care benefits. But as Schultz says, that's a pay cut, and there are other issues too.
Especially disturbing considering the employer that we're talking about. They are trying to undermine our members' rights in the workplace to defend themselves against unjust discipline and unjust termination. And at a place like the ACLU, it's just unbelievable to us that they're taking that position, that that's the situation that we're facing, and that's why we're outside today. People take these rights very seriously. In fact, they're working for civil rights every day, and we want the same rights in the workplace. We have them now. We've had the contract for many, many years, and we've had a good relationship. So it's really disturbing to us that the ACLU is taking these positions.
On the face of it, $35 a month seems a small cut, but Schultz says when it's a dollar amount and not a percentage, it's quite different.
Which is even more regressive because it means that it's a bigger fraction of the salaries for lower paid workers. So it's really appalling. And the way we feel about it is we don't want to open the door to that because we'll never get our health benefits back the way they were. Every time we come back for bargaining, they're going to demand more and more. And we've seen that in other workplaces. So we feel that it's really important that we protect this benefit.
Schultz says, as it's the ACLU, they should have a higher standard than somewhere like News Corp. She said her union represents workers in about 30 different workplaces, and they've been facing similar challenges everywhere. The number of unionized workers has gone down, and their leverage has decreased, and management is trying to take advantage of that, something that wouldn't have been seen 10 years ago.
We actually have negotiations on Monday. We're going into them with every hope that we'll be able to reach a settlement. I think they heard us today, and I hope that will have an impact. We're certainly not ruling anything out, and people take all these issues really seriously, and we're willing to do what we have to do to protect our rights and to protect our benefits.
We contacted the ACLU, an organization that fights for civil rights, for comment, but they didn't get back to us before news deadline. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.